is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Live from the North Pole, it's time for Christmas Morning, the daily show where every day is Christmas. Here are your hosts, Bran and Scott.
Yes! Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. It's your good friend, Bran. I'm back with my good friend, Scott. Scott, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bran. That is way too upbeat for the post-Christmas season.
I'm trying my best, buddy. I'm trying my best. I want you to take me through the last week for you, from Christmas to the week after Christmas. How have you been? Are you doing okay?
Okay, so 2 days before Christmas, my daughter's birthday, she was in the pediatric ER because she had the flu and she got dehydrated. She's fine.
Obviously, we talked about that on the podcast.
Well, he didn't really have time to. It was so busy. It was so crazy.
We didn't want to bring the mood down, but it was so nice of you to leave her side and record a show for us.
Then on the 24th, my wife started not feeling well. And I said, you know, all the responsibility goes on to TV Scotty's shoulders. And then on Christmas Eve, I was visited by the dark angel of projectile vomiting. Ugh. And if you've ever tried to wrap all the gifts while in a cold sweat, trying to keep dinner down, I don't recommend it.
It was absolutely
brutal. And by 10 o'clock, I wrapped what I could, and then I collapsed into bed. And then I woke up on Christmas morning, and my wife dragged herself out of bed and said, "We've got to open gifts." And it was one of the more rough Christmases that I've ever had. But you can't have darkness without light. You can't have light without darkness. It's going to be a very memorable Christmas. It will be one that goes into the record books. And I'm sure next Christmas is going to be better.
And your daughter's okay? Your daughter's okay?
Yeah, she's fine. Thank you. Everybody's fine now. And, you know, Santa still came. Don't worry. But the rest of the gifts had to wait.
But how were the post Christmas blues for you? What's your journey been through?
The journey is, I've been so busy with trying to construct my new recording studio that it's been kind of a blur. And I had the time off of work, but it didn't really feel like much of a vacation, because I'm 40 something years old and I'm not built for construction, and I'm in pretty rough shape. So I'm exhausted. I'm back to work after the North Pole today. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about what we really want to talk about here, which is the post-Christmas. How's it going? Well, I texted you earlier this week and said, you know what? I think I'm done with Christmas music for a couple weeks. And you didn't seem to like that.
I did not like it, but I understand what you're saying.
I got my fill.
Yeah.
And it's in a good way. I'm not tired of it because it's bad. It's tired of it because, wow, I got so much of it and I really enjoyed it.
I think I've backed off. But I wasn't sick of it. It's just, you know, the way things happen. You know, I can't keep listening to Christmas music. Like my kids are over it. So I gotta cater to their needs. But, I took down my lights on the outside of the house yesterday.
Haven't done that yet.
I did that, very carefully and meticulously just ripped them off the roof. No ladder necessary. So really, quality.
I thought Dan would have volunteered to tie it to the bumper of his truck and just
that would have been one way to do it for sure. I feel overall, I noticed that I didn't get as down this year. I don't even think that I really had the blues. And I think part of that is because of this podcast.
I couldn't agree more. And I didn't really feel the blues. Sure, there's that post-Christmas, wow, letdown maybe. It's, we've worked so hard to get to this point and it's over, but that's okay. Because now we get to start planning for next Christmas.
Right. That's right. I'm excited. And it's good to be back, though. We took last week off.
It really is. I did miss everybody. We got some wonderful emails from people.
Tell me about those, if you don't mind.
Well, they've really built up. So here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to have a couple extra episodes this month with Poppy the Elf.
Wow.
We can get through some of these built up emails. And it was also a suggestion that it could be really hard for people to get through the post-Christmas funk. So maybe a couple extra episodes would just kind of ease people into it. So Poppy the Elf has volunteered, and we're going to do a few extra, and we'll get through the emails. So I'm only going to do a couple of them here, because there's probably a dozen to get through.
So we have so many that you can still read multiple today and have.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. What a time. What a time to be alive.
So first email from Kim Gazarek. She said, to answer Brand's question, the latest I've bought Christmas gifts is a week before the big day.
Okay.
My sister, on the other hand, was known for getting gifts on the last night. We would usually celebrate on the 26th of December, which is a big sales day here in Canada, so it wouldn't be too surprising to open a gift and have her proceed to mention how she got a great deal on it earlier in the day.
Wow.
Or there were a few times we'd look out the window and see her in her car quickly putting a gift card into an envelope. Before I rattle on too far, this is her saying that, not me.
Right.
I want to say that I really enjoyed Scott's reading of A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Yes.
I thought it was a perfect gift for us listeners, and I wouldn't complain if that's something that happens annually. Boy, I'm still also getting over a post-Christmas cold, and I sound a little rough.
Oh, I'm not hearing that at all, buddy. You sound great.
Oh, yeah, it's rough. She said, it could be fun to read other pieces about Christmas, too. I totally agree with that. If you have ideas, write in. I'd love to do some more reading.
Have you heard about a little book called When's It Gonna Be Christmas Again?
I don't want to read that and give it away. I don't want to cannibalize sales.
Ah, well.
We could have a read-along. If everyone promises to read along with their copy, that would be okay.
There you go.
She finishes by saying, I'd like to give you guys a huge thank you for taking a moment to acknowledge that this season can be rough for some people. Try as I might, I just couldn't get the spark, but you guys were such a bright light in my day. I truly appreciated when you suggested reaching out to check on others. I love how caring this community can be. Well, thank you, Kim. Sorry you didn't find the spark, but much like my unwell Christmas, we've got future ones to look forward to, and it's going to get brighter from here.
And I will say, the fact that you didn't find the spark but still listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool.
So thank you.
We tried. We tried our best, and it sounds like we did what we could. I have a cool email from listener McLean.
Okay.
He said, I wanted to say thank you to Scott for his reading of A Visit from St. Nicholas. Growing up, my dad would read that poem to us every Christmas Eve just before we went to bed. I'm currently spending my third Christmas alone away from family because of COVID. Getting to hear a familiar voice reading that story did a lot to make this year feel more like Christmas. It really turned my mood around. Thank you. Well, you're very welcome, McLean. I'm glad I could do something.
Look at you making people's Christmas dreams come true, Scotty.
And the last one from our Welsh listener, Claire. She said, of course I love the Boney M version of Mary's Boy Child. It's perfect for dancing while cooking Christmas lunch. That's right, Claire.
All right. Well, we all have our weaknesses. What if I told you, Scott, going over to the reviews, that we're up to 161?
Whoa!
I know. Had a pretty
Some
good.
Some people really sent us a late Christmas gift, didn't they?
Really late Christmas gift. It's very kind.
I love it.
We're trying to do at this point is get to 200 by next holiday season, right?
Sure, that sounds realistic and good.
I feel like we could do that. Now, if I wanted to get really greedy, I'd say let's get to 200 by Christmas in July. Let's just play it by ear.
Why don't we say 200 by Christmas in July? And if we don't make that, we'll say 200 by season 3.
Yeah, there you go. That's all we can really hope for. This is from Trace Fan Frankie M 50507. Says, joy to the pod. This podcast is a regular dose of holly jolly fun times. I listen while on my walks. As I get older, I feel the Christmas season speeds by, but the daily episodes of Christmas Morning help me savor the season one day at a time. Now that's some Christmas magic. Thank you, Scott and Bran, for bringing Christmas joy all year long. P.S. Are you ready for this, Scotty? Mm-hmm. P.S. Mm-hmm. I like the addition of cozy background music to TV Scotty's TV listings. Nice touch.
A few people have said that, and I appreciate people writing in. It is going to stay, folks.
It's staying.
Well, that was really nice. And you know, Brian,
yeah,
the daily episodes were a ton of work for us, but I think it was worth it.
Well worth it. If we could do it all year.
It's nice to have a bit of a break.
If we could do it all year, we would. There's just not enough news to go around.
I think you just made me fall over in my chair.
So, Santa had bologna for lunch. Back to you. Are we continuing with the Christmas music trivia, or are we pushing pause on that for a little
while? We will. when we have a song.
I see.
Today we don't have a song, and I'd like to make the trivia about the song that we pick.
Ah, got it. So next week we'll bring it back.
So next week, yeah, we'll get to that at the end of the episode.
Great. Do you have a joke for us?
I do have a joke. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What do you call a Christmas rom-com about bread?
Christmas rom-com about bread. Nice to wheat you.
That's pretty good, but it's loaf actually.
Waka waka.
All right.
Good. A week away really made you appreciate the bad jokes, huh?
Yeah, it did, I think. I think it did a little something for sure. Thank you for doing that. That was fantastic. Are you ready for the countdown?
I am, but I want to ask you a question before you roll the countdown music.
Okay.
Are we doing weeks or days? It's up to you.
Both. Both? Say,
all right, let's do it.
I'll say weeks, and then I'll also just say days.
Okay, that sounds fair. We'll satisfy everybody that way, and there I'll just go. Plug my ears when you say the days.
All right, fair. Here we go.
Joy to the world.
50 weeks until Christmas. That's all?
Well, that's it.
That's all.
Well, man, we should get shopping.
Just a smooth 355 days until the big
put the lights back up, Brand.
Man, this podcast is so cool. We're so cool.
I will admit that hearing that many days after being used to single digits, it's a little rough. I'm not going to focus on the negative. Everybody needs the positive right now. 50 weeks. I could do that on my head. Maybe.
Yeah.
I know you're kind of we're both at a little bit of a loss for words right now. That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah, that's just a lot. That's a lot. But you know what? Someone's got to do it. Someone's got to do this job. Why not us? Why not now?
It may be a lot, but I know we can do it. You know how we do it? We put one foot in front of the other each day.
Exactly right. Okay. Are you ready for a little news?
I am. Is there any news?
I don't know. This is like on the sadder side, but with like good news coming out of it. So I don't know. It's an interesting one. Maybe fast forward if you don't like sad things, but here we go.
Or don't.
Or don't. Do whatever you want to do.
Greetings, everyone. Happy New Year today. It's January 4th.
You surprised me with that one, Brett. You really caught me off guard.
Here's the news.
Wow. Okay, so here's the sad part is during Monday Night Football this week, something crazy happened that I've never seen. A player literally collapsed on the field. They had to do CPR, rush him to the hospital. Still, as of recording this, in critical condition. Yep. They had to stop the game. It's a whole thing. So yep. That's the very, very sad part.
The player's name was...
DeMar Hamlin, yes. But the cool thing is...
Our thoughts go out to DeMar Hamlin. We hope that he makes a full recovery here.
100%. But DeMar Hamlin, apparently, I don't even know when he started this, but he created a GoFundMe for a toy drive.
Okay.
And the goal was $2,500. And apparently before Monday... it had reached that, but it wasn't an insane amount of money.
Right.
Since Monday night, and as of this recording, just shy of $4 million has been raised.
That's amazing.
For the Chasing M's Foundation Community Toy Drive, which is amazing. It's awesome to see, I don't know, collectively mankind be like, let's just support this and however we can do it in this kind of unknown scary time for him and his family. And so very cool to see that amount of money come in such a short amount of time for
is that a small town charity or something?
It's a small town. It's
so what is it, everybody get a car or what?
I have no idea. It is for Stowe Township, Pennsylvania.
It sounds pretty small. My faith in humanity restored on that story. And really, hopefully, he makes it through without any lasting injuries there. Very scary stuff.
100%. So there you go. A little, obviously, sad news. But like you have said, Scott, oftentimes in the darkness, there is some light to hold on to. And so a beautiful act of mankind with all those donations for kids in need. And I believe his small hometown. So there you go.
Good. Well, the best of a bad situation right now.
The best of a bad situation, 100%. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we will do the TV listings. We will give the results of the 2022 Christmas music battle. and set up the plan for January. How's that sound?
I love it. Let's do it.
We'll be right back here on Christmas morning. We're back, everybody. Hello. Hope you're doing well today. TV Scotty is in the house. He looks good. He smells even better, folks.
You know why I smell better?
What's that?
Because I found some Duke Cannon soap on sale at Lowe's day. And yeah. I got the, let's call it the Big Arse Lump of Coal, I think it's called.
All right. I love it. I love the Duke Cannon.
I love the Duke Cannon stuff. Activated charcoal, feeling good.
Now, I don't even know what to expect this week when it comes to TV listings.
Oh, this is so hard. And we take 1 week off and everything goes to heck. Uh-huh. I forget how to do this stuff. And the episode is already longer than most of our daily episodes were. So that feels a little weird. Obviously, during the holidays, we were only doing one day at a time, and we were only reading the movies because there were so many listings. Well, that goes all out the window here. So I have listings for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and they're pretty short. So here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Wednesday, 10 a.m. on Up, Highway to Heaven, Another Song for Christmas, 3:30 p.m. on IFC, Everybody Loves Raymond, The Toaster, 7:30 p.m. on Freeform, The Office of Benihana Christmas Part 1, and 8 p.m. on Freeform, The Office of Benihana Christmas Part 2. Thursday, 2 a.m. on Cozy. The show is called Las Vegas, and the episode is called White Christmas. I don't know what that is. 3:30 a.m. on Logo, Will and Grace, All About Christmas Eve. 4 a.m. on Cozy, Give Me a Break, A Kaniski Christmas. 4:30 a.m. on Fee TV, The Beverly Hillbillies, Christmas Present. 6:30 a.m. on TV One, A Different World, I'm Dreaming of a Dwayne Christmas. 9:30 a.m. on Logo, Bewitched, A Vision of Sugar Plums. 3 p.m. on BET, This Christmas. 4:30 p.m. on TV
and
One.
This Christmas!
Thank you. I've missed your commentary. Because we had to get through it so rapid fire before. We couldn't even get your commentary.
I know people were really missing out on that gold.
Yeah, really, they really were. 5:30 p.m. on E! Modern Family, Undeck the Halls. 7 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, Christmas Bedtime Stories. Did you like that one?
No.
Okay. 8:30 p.m. on Cozy, Frasier, We Two Kings, and 9 p.m. on BET, This Christmas. And finally, on Friday, 10:30 a.m. on Fee TV, Hazel's Christmas Shopping, 2 p.m. on Cozy, Monk, Mr. Monk Meets His Dad, 3 p.m. on CMT, The King of Queens, Santa Claustrophobia, 3 p.m. on Pop, House, Joy to the World, and finally, 8 p.m. on Hallmark, Haul Out the Holly. And those are your TV listings for the next couple of days, courtesy of MostlyChristmas.com.
That's it?
That's it, but you can watch Haul Out the Holly, which is a good movie. Everyone thinks I was totally negative on it. I liked it enough.
Stop. You said what you said. You went on the record.
Lacey Chabert, I'm sorry.
You went on the record. All right, so let's get to this. The 2022 Christmas Music Battle.
The Exhibition Battle.
There were 23 episodes, technically. We said that the Wednesday before daily was going to count towards the season unless the listener won, which the listener did win. So we're throwing that one out. Congratulations, listeners. You won the last all-play battle.
And it was so long ago. I'm sorry. I don't know who it was. You know who you were. Pat yourself on the back, please.
There you go. All right. 22 battles up for grabs here.
You know what? I thought it was more. It felt like more, but it makes sense when you take out the weekends
and then you do the two Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
There's a lot of Christmas music, Bran.
A lot of Christmas music, and
maybe that's how I got my fill this year.
I am happy to say that it's close. The winner got 12, the loser got 10. So close.
Wow, no blowouts here.
I'm also happy to say that looking through it, I think that the listeners got it right for the most part. There are a couple that I think are egregious, but we don't need to get into that.
How about my friend Adam Kennedy's song, the Fruitcake in the Drive-Thru? Do you remember how that one?
He won.
Good for him.
Enraged. August Burns Red deserved to. Guys, we don't need to get into it. Overall, I think you guys got it right.
Individual battles. Okay.
Yes. Scott, you are the winner of the 2022 Christmas Music Battle.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you, listeners. So you know what that means, Brent?
What's that?
Clean sweep for 2022.
A clean sweep, that's exactly right. But if we're just looking at the Christmas battles, it is now tied me 1, you 1, because I won 2021.
Yeah.
So
that's really cool. So next year, stakes are high.
Yeah, I mean, we could say this is going to be the last holiday season, and we just make it the tiebreaker. But we're not going to say that. We would never.
No, we're not going to say that. Well, that was fun. We had a lot of great music this year. I love that we did an original every Wednesday. So I think 1 week out of each month, we should do an original battle, because that was really fun.
I think we're going to do the last Wednesday of every month. Will be
perfect. Original. That sounds great. What do you want to do for songs? Do you have a plan?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll continue to do what we have been doing, which is just giving people the song the week before, letting you guys scour Bandcamp and go from there. I will say, I'm not opposed, Scott, to opening it up to other, like if you find a version like of an original song that's like unsigned and it's not necessarily on Bandcamp. If somehow there's other websites like Noise Trade that is also independent artists, stuff like that. If you really want to get in there, if there's not a ton of things that you can find on Bandcamp, I'll allow it, but Bandcamp is still the preference.
Yeah, let's do it that way. If we pick a stinker, which we did a few times last year where there were about four choices, and they're terrible.
Yes.
If you want to find another unsigned artist somewhere, that's okay. Just let us know. But we're going to do it on a case-to-case basis. We're going to prefer Bandcamp.
Maybe you did it. Maybe you recorded a song and you want us to hear it. Send it on in.
You know what? If our listeners, if any of our morning people recorded a Christmas song, I want you to write in right now.
Yeah.
And I'll play it. It doesn't even have to be part of a battle. I will play your music.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Maybe we'll do Original Music Week where you send in your song.
Oh, that would be fun. Like a total amateur.
Total amateur hour
kind of thing.
That's exactly right.
That would be
great.
I'll play Jingle Bells on the Glockenspiel.
That's not an original song, Scott.
You bring up a good point.
But it's an original idea.
Deck the Bells on the Glockenspiel.
Great.
I just wrote that.
It sounds similar to Deck the Halls, copyright, but I'll take your word for it. So what we're going to try to do is we do have our website, christmasmorningpodcast.com/songs, and you can go through and you can check out all the songs that we've done. We are going to try to do, to the best of our ability, no repeats of songs. So we're going to try to keep it.
Yep.
All songs that we haven't covered, believe it or not, there are still some out there that we have not gotten to.
If we do any repeats, it'll be songs that there are lots and lots of covers of, and maybe we had a hard time picking just one that we really liked, where there's plenty more. But I do want you to know we did get a couple emails that say, why don't you do Dominic the Donkey?
All right, maybe we'll get to it this year.
We'll save that. We'll save that for the spring,
I got to get out of winter first, guys. Got to get out of winter. I can only...
I can only handle so much darkness.
It's dark so much.
I gotcha.
All right, this week's song, Scott, you brought to the table. You said we have to do this song this week. Is there a reason why you are wanting to bring this song this week?
Okay, here's the backstory. So the song is Keep Christmas With You. Now that song was used in the 1977 or 78 special Christmas Eve on Sesame Street. And I watch that every year.
I'll just listen to it for a second. Now a little fun fact is I've never seen this, nor have I heard this song.
So the song is Keep Christmas With You. It's about what to do after Christmas is over. And I thought that was super fitting for right now. And I also want to call out that Bob McGrath, the Sesame Street guy, passed away over the holidays. And I thought it would also be fitting to just honor his memory and all of the kids whose lives he touched, metaphorically.
You gotta cut that out. You can't say that.
And I just thought it would be fun. And I did check Bandcamp. There are plenty of covers of Creep. There are plenty of covers of Keep Christmas. It's hard to get back in the swing of things, isn't it?
You start talking about touching kids metaphorically, creeping. Gosh, Scott.
It's really, really tough. So let's do that song. There are plenty of good covers on there. Go to bandcamp.com, search for Keep Christmas With You. You might put Sesame Street in, although I don't think many showed up when I did that. So do your best.
All right.
Find versions of that song and email it to me at christmasmorningpodcast@gmail.com. Send it in by Monday night for me, please, so I have time to review them and pull clips and stuff for next Wednesday's episode.
There you go. And everybody, send Scotty an email. Let him know you're proud of him for winning.
Here's the call to listeners that I'm going to do this week, Bran. People are starting to undeck their halls, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's tough. We all get it. We're all doing it. just tell us about it. Tell us something funny that happened or just what your thoughts are, and we'll share them. We're all going to get through January together. It's not the easiest month for Christmas lovers, but we have a community this year.
That's right.
We're all here. In all seriousness, though, if you're having a really tough time, send me an email, christmasmorningpodcast@gmail.com. I'll reply. I'll do what we can, or I'll put the call out for other people to chime in with their thoughts, and we're all going to try to lift each other up a little bit, okay?
That's right, Scotty. Well said, my friend. Everybody, happy New Year. I hope that your resolutions are still being kept. And if not, that's okay. That's okay. There's always next year.
Unless your resolution is to listen to less Christmas Morning. If that's your resolution, you should just not do that. No.
But if you are already listening to Christmas Morning, you're doing it this year.
I can't imagine somebody would say, I need less of this in my life.
Right. Who are you? Scotty, we're going to be back next week with another one. Until then,
Merry Christmas.